And so what I'd like to do to begin this whole evening of worship is just to be in prayer with you. So let's pray together. Lord, on this holy night, we are so blessed that you have come as a child. You have come with a promise of light and love and hope. And we ask now, Lord, that by the music, by the telling of the old, old story, that we might be filled with that light, filled with that love, and sent out in hope. Lord, we give this worship to you, and we ask you to come in and be with us. Amen.
Hear the word of God from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned. We light the Advent candles and the Christ candle, welcoming Emmanuel, God with us. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.
Who has a costume on? Raise your hand. I can't see her very well, so I'll believe that your hands are up. Here's how this is going to work, hopefully. If your parents or your grandparents, whoever's here with you, get out your bulletin, and it says 5 o'clock p.m. worship service at the top. That's where you want to be. And you will see under the Children's Nativity Parade, you will see hymns. And under each one, well, except for the first one, somebody enters. So when we sing Away in a Manger, the cows enter. Make sense? And when I say enter, that means they come up here. Because if you didn't notice it while that video was running, our band also doubles as their own roadies. So if next year you want to come and be their roadies, they would appreciate that. So we're going to give this a go. And when they're all up here, you will have an opportunity for pictures. So let's get started.
A very long time ago in a land far away, there lived a woman named Mary. One day she was visited by an angel of the Lord who told her that she had found favor with God. Mary was to bear a child named Jesus who would be the Son of God.
He would be great among the people and save them from sin. Joseph would be his father on earth. Mary and Joseph were ordered to travel to Bethlehem to be counted in the census.
When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, the town was very full and there was no room at the inns. They stayed in a stable where Mary gave birth to Jesus.
She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. The animals looked on in wonder at the miracle of Jesus' birth.
In the same country, there were shepherds tending their sheep. An angel appeared to them, saying, "Don't be afraid, for I bring you tidings of great joy." The angels proclaimed that the Son of Man was born to Mary in the city of Bethlehem. Then the skies were filled with angels singing, "Glory to God."
Once the angels had gone, the shepherds went to see the babe. When they saw Jesus, they knelt down and praised him.
Word of Jesus' birth reached King Herod. King Herod was afraid that people would love Jesus more than him. He asked some wise men to go find the baby for him. A bright star appeared in the sky to guide the wise men.
The wise men followed it to where Jesus lay. They gave him great gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They bowed down and praised Jesus.
This is how God's gift to mankind came to be. Praise God, for he is good.
Stay really still. If anybody wants to take pictures, now's the time to rush up here. And here's going to be the fun part. When they're done, you have to wait up here because I'm going to talk to you. Is that okay? All right, cool. Look amazing. Is there anyone who didn't come up and wants to come up now? I should have asked that before. Give you a chance. If there's anybody else who wanted to be up here, I'm going to turn my back to you guys out here, okay? Sherry, get your watch. Ready? This is short attention span theater. Whose birthday is it tomorrow? Okay. The baby Jesus is sitting up there, right? Well, So Jesus came into this world. Oh, look, it's an older Jesus. It's a doll, I know that. This is Jesus when he gets older. Because see, when Jesus came, he came as a baby, just like you guys. You guys all started out as babies. If you want to sit down, you can. So there's a thing right back there you can sit down on. That'll be a lot easier, won't it? So when Jesus came, he came as a little baby, and he needed to be taken care of, just like you guys. But when Jesus got bigger, I don't know if they celebrated his birthday every year, like we do today. But just so you know, when Jesus got bigger, he did something amazing. Because he came for all of us, and he came to take care of us and love us. And Jesus gave himself for us. And so whenever you think of the little baby, you have to remember the baby didn't stay that way. The baby got bigger just like you guys did. And then the baby got even bigger and became a man and lived among us and did some amazing things. Now Jesus and God are, they're different. Because at Christmas, who gets gifts? Well, you guys do, right? And on your birthday, who gets gifts? Okay, we do. So did you guys all bring a gift for baby Jesus? No. How could you forget baby Jesus? Well, I'll tell you something. That's because Jesus is amazing and Jesus is unique. Instead of us, you know, instead of us bringing Jesus gifts, Jesus brought us gifts. So, if you would open, just reach in there and tell me what you find in there. I made sure they're all not breakable. It's an ornament. What's on the ornament? Oh, try. It's a candle. It's the light of the world. See, Jesus came into the light of the world to give us hope. Because that's something we all want. Back when Jesus was born, the world was a scary place. And I think there are people living today who think the world is still a scary place. But Jesus brought us something amazing. Jesus' first gift to us was hope. Does everybody know what hope is? Hope is when you believe something good and something wonderful can happen, and that you believe things can get better. And that happens every day when you guys do what you're asked to do. You help each other out. You love your brothers and sisters. And we're going to go really fast. All right. I need somebody to open this one. All right. Oh, here we go. Pull that one out and tell me what's in there. This is the second gift Jesus gave us. What is it? It's a heart. So what does a heart stand for usually? Love. That, who said love? Raise your hand. That was correct. That's what Jesus brought. The second thing Jesus brought was love. But Jesus is really, I told you, he's amazing. Jesus didn't just love us. Jesus is love. Now, are you guys love? Do you always feel like love? Some days you don't feel like love, do you? Somebody, yeah, that's right. So if you think about it, Jesus always loves us. And how can that be? Because sometimes, you know, we don't always like everybody. But Jesus even likes them and loves them. And Jesus does that all the time. And so if you ever wonder if somebody cares about you and loves you, and you're thinking, I know mom, I know dad, I know my grandparents, aunts and uncles, and Missy Setti, who helped us set up this, and all her volunteers who helped get you guys all dressed up, we know that they love us. But you always know that Jesus loves you and is never going to stop. All right. Okay. Yeah, well, yep. All right. That's actually the right person to open that one. What is it? Well, no, what is it? Look real close. It's an angel. So in the scripture reading for what happens when the shepherds come, an angel shows up and says, fear not. That's how the angel starts, fear not. But you know what the angel says afterwards? For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. And so another gift that Jesus gives us is joy. So I know that when your parents and your grandparents and everybody saw you up here, and all the people sitting out here saw you up here, you gave them joy. And when the cows didn't show up, it gave me joy. Because that was the one I picked out to mention. And there's joy everywhere. And Jesus brought us joy every single day. Does anybody here feel joyful right now? Why do you feel joyful? Because why? It's the night before Christmas. That's right. Jesus comes in the form of a baby tomorrow. All right, we have one more. And has anyone picked up the theme yet? There are four Advent candles that we light every week. Hope, love. The pink one is joy. Now the fourth one, get that out, is, peace. Everybody see this? Could it get more obnoxious than that? I mean, if you were wondering what this is peace. And this hangs on my tree at home, by the way. So Jesus also brought us peace. Here we are on Jesus' birthday, and Jesus is giving us gifts. And he gives us those gifts every day. So if you ever wonder if this day is special, absolutely. Tomorrow when Jesus comes, it changes the world. And as we go out today, we have birthday cake. Because it's Jesus's. Okay.
I like cake.
I love cake too. Who likes cake? You can clap. Who likes cake? Because we're going to have birthday cake. Because these are the things that Jesus brings to us, and he brings us amazing things every day. So I want you to remember, hope, always have hope, always have love, always have joy, and remember that you can bring us peace. But we're going to do something that's not peaceful, because we're going to sing, what are we going to sing next? Silent Night, that's right, that beautiful song. But before we do that, can you guys help me sing Happy Birthday to Jesus? All right, here we go. Oh, look at that. Susan, thank you. All right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Christ the Savior is born. God with us, Emmanuel. And when we raise those glow sticks and the lights above us, and now the room starts to lighten up, what I want you to remember is every day when you walk, you are the light of this world. Jesus came, and we're to reflect that light to all. If you have a child up here, I'm going to keep them up here. Just come and get them. That's a lot easier than releasing them out the back. And as you go out this evening and you're celebrating, remember whose birth it is we're celebrating. Christ is with us. Amen.